T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Reading, Pennsylvania. He's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah.
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah.
Now, it's time. Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, everybody. Tip off Tuesday. Golden State Warriors start the 2018-19 regular season tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Destination is a three-peat. And Guru, I gotta believe you're like a kid the night before Christmas.
Yeah, and it's, let's call it Operation Three-Peat. And with that three-peat, Steiny, I think it starts tonight. 0-2 on their previous ring ceremony. So tonight, they send a statement to the league that we are 100% invested, and they dust the Russell Westbrook-less Oklahoma Thunder.
Yeah, no Russell Westbrook tonight. No Anthony Robertson. Apparently, Steven Adams is even banged up. So it's probably going to be a night that's completely and singularly about the Golden State Warriors. They'll be getting their rings before the game for the second consecutive year. And the one thing I'm throwing out there today, this team is such a favorite to win it this year. What could go wrong? Outside, if I say to you, Guru, you know what? The Warriors are going to be healthy this year for the most part. Yeah, guys may miss a couple games here and there, but for the most part, they're going to be healthy for the regular season. They're going to be pretty healthy going into the postseason. Well, if that's the case, what's the biggest concern for the Warriors if it's not injury?
Infighting. And there's no, you know, there's nothing we can go to say that that's ever happened with these group of guys, with KD included. So to me, it would have to be from within. If one of these guys got the disease in me, which we saw a little bit this morning in the green room with you, but you know what I'm saying, Steiny. If one of these guys got jealous, that would doom them. But I don't think that's going to happen because that guy, that person, is not on this roster.
Can they three-peat? When will DeMarcus Cousins come back? And, you know, if you think about it this way, Guru, this could be a little scary. You ready?
Go
ready
ahead.
For this statement?
Yeah,
ready for this statement?
It's special.
Three of the Warriors' top five players are free agents at the end of the year. Klay Thompson, Kevin Durant, DeMarcus Cousins. All three are free agents at the end of the year. And I know each and every one of them has a different concern and a different likelihood that they'll return. But I think that's going to be a huge theme this year with Durant. Excuse me, to a lesser degree, Klay Thompson. And then we're going to see what Cousins has left. I think that's going to be a huge theme for the Warriors. It's also their last season at Oracle Arena. Is that a factor? Does that factor into the season at all, either positively or negatively? And then lastly, maybe not the most important thing headed into the season, but certainly something that is a skew. What's going on with Patrick McCaw? Still not around. Teammates are starting to think something's going on bigger than basketball. It's the home opener. It's the regular season opener tonight, and Patrick McCaw hasn't practiced, and he's nowhere to be found.
He's went black. They can't get up. Nobody can get a hold of him. What is it, Zero Dark 30? Yeah, they can't find him.
So I don't know what's going on there. I mean, I think it's easy to say, well, it's Patrick McCaw. He's ninth or tenth man. Probably doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't. But I look at this roster, they could use Patrick McCaw, and that's kind of what I don't understand. I mean, this team If you look at the Golden State Warriors roster, I mean, they need a wing. They need a wing badly. Mm. And there are minutes there for Patrick McCaw. So I'm not really sure what he's up to.
Yeah, and my question about this team going into this season, starting tonight, Steiny, I'm going to give you two names. I'm giving you two names, Jordan Bell and Damian Jones. And I know the starters aren't going to play 48 minutes, but those two, we have to see some progress. And, you know, when I talk about progress with Jordan Bell, you told me the other day offensively, he's not that guy that's going to put it on the floor or create his own shot. I'm just like, how dependent on the Fab Four can you be until DeMarcus Cousins come back? I'm eager to see it play out.
Well, I mean, the Warriors have done fine the last couple of years with a mishmash of centers. They have last year Pachulia, McGee. Looks like Looney's going to be involved this year. Damian Jones, Jordan Bell. I mean, I think the reality is if you're going to be sitting with these four core players, who cares?
You're good.
Center. Who cares?
Wow.
Center. As long as it's somebody who's not screwing things up. It's the only thing you can't do if you're a center for the Warriors, get in the way. And the Warriors have had a good history of centers who haven't gotten in the way and haven't tried to do too much. So I always think that's a little iffy, how much you want out of your starting center if you're going to play those four guys together. 888-957-9570 is the number. Barring injury, assuming the Warriors are healthy, what's your biggest concern for the 2018-19 season? And then what is the thing you're looking forward to the most? Because I got to tell you, I've been around here a while. I've been here for a lot of starts of Warrior seasons. And this one feels a little underwhelming, to tell you the truth.
Why?
Because everybody just assumes they're going to win it. And it was kind of like that last year. And they endured some troubles, but they ended up winning. Came back from a deficit against the Rockets. And I just think if you look at the Rockets, I'm not sure they're better. I think they're probably worse. And so I just think it's easy. And the Warriors picked up Cousins. I think it's very easy for fans to assume, well, wake me come playoff time. And you know what? Maybe even wake me come the finals. Because I don't believe fans think this team's going to be challenged.
Yeah, we thought that last year, and look how that played out. Houston got off to a great start, actually, you know, had the Warriors down in a best-of-seven series, could have ended the season. Imagine what we'd be talking about now and how the offseason would have looked like. But what about my assertion that one of these Fab Four is going to take the reins more so, be more dominant than we've seen in past years? And if KD, you know, it's not a bad thing, Steiny. I predicted him to lead the league in scoring. It could sound crazy, but I just feel like Steph, Clay, we could see an ultra-aggressive one of those guys do something in a year of uncertainty once this season concludes. I just – and it won't be bad. I just feel like we're going to see Steph or KD be more ball-dominant, if you can believe that. I just feel that way. I don't know why I'm feeling that way this morning.
Well, now you brought up a sore subject.
Uh-oh.
I was going to try to stay off.
Okay.
But
give it to
me. It's hard because you brought it up.
All right.
So we made a bet about Durant, right?
Yeah.
You say Durant's going to lead the league in scoring.
Right.
I said he won't.
Yeah.
When are you going to start paying?
Soon. This month. Okay. Yeah, this month. I got you. What we got? We got the Giants.
Can you just let me...
Oh, no. Okay.
Can you let me run through
what
I have?
Did you write it down?
I did write it down because I'm really starting to lose track.
Okay, go ahead.
We started out with a bet.
Look at you smiling.
25 homers for three Giants players. You said it was going to happen. I said it wouldn't. It didn't happen. You conceded approximately with 35 games
gotcha.
Left.
I remember.
At that juncture, I gave you a double or nothing. I said, I'll tell you what, Guru, if the Giants go on a 5-game winning streak between now and the regular season, we'll call it even. Now, they had 2 4-game streaks during that. But that's another
one. So that's two. Okay, I meant we're at two now.
You gave me... Do we have that sound? Do we have that sound from last week, Curly? Or you want to hold that?
Daryl North at it again. Court-martialed.
49ers, they lost by 3 last night. And you gave me 16.5 points.
That was reverse devil tongue. Okay. I'll take one for the team.
So that's one, then a double or nothing. Now 49ers. That's 3. And now I got another bet in the bag with you on Durant.
You know what? Let's just scratch the Durant.
Yeah, that's probably a smart idea.
Yeah, let's scratch
the
Durant.
You.
Yeah, let's scratch the Durant.
Now, why? Just 2 minutes ago, you said you just feel something special with Durant. Maybe a little more ball dominant. He's going to.
I'm going to let it play out. I don't want to bet. I'll take care of these 3, and then you know we'll pick it up
over.
Later. There we go. But there was a bet that I won. I can't remember you giving me a double or nothing. It wasn't the 5 in a row, and I can't remember. The text line will help me out.
Yeah, I think they will help you out by saying
it's like real life. I'm down. Well, but you don't feel good, do you? Because
about what? I don't feel good about not getting paid. No.
Well, it just concluded.
The Giants season's been over for a while.
All right, we got you.
You know it's going to happen.
You got something coming.
You know it's going to happen, and this is why I'm such a nice guy, is I'll give you a sucker triple or quadruple or nothing bet, and I'll lose on purpose. I just don't want you to get dejected having to work with a guy like me who's on the money so frequently.
No, I'm going to just proceed now. I know you're a shark. And I'll know now that the bet's got it. You know, I do it for, you know, I play a little bit. And I didn't know you were serious in the results.
Serious. Yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah, now I know what I'm dealing with. And Steph has some new shoes he's debuting tonight.
Couldn't care less.
Are you kidding me?
I don't care about shoes.
Style, Steiny. Style.
You know what? I got the coolest shoes right now in the building.
The all whites, right?
Pro Keds, baby. Pro Keds, white.
Those are for the old guys, Donnie.
Dude, they're like Stan Smith's, only they're better than Stan Smith's. Pro Keds. I might take a picture of them and tweet them out.
Oh, man.
They're a little bit worn, but. Yeah.
Steph had something that looked like those.
888-957-9570 is the number. If the Warriors are healthy, can anything possibly derail them? And what are you looking forward to most this season?
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Stein, Metz, and Guru with you on a Tuesday. Tip-off Tuesday. Opening night for the Golden State Warriors. They play the Oklahoma City Thunder. No Westbrook takes a little of the...
Jesus, man.
A little of the excitement out of tonight.
Why'd he wait so long to get it scoped?
Well, maybe he was... He plays a lot in the summer. Maybe... Come August, he was like, you know what? My knee's not feeling great.
Or when the schedule came out last season, he knew he didn't want to be in the building.
Really?
That did cross your mind. Give me
no,
that.
It did. Not Westbrook.
I'm going TMZ.
Come on, Guru. You're going to say that about Russell Westbrook, the biggest competitor in the NBA? He wanted no part of this? Come on now. Don't start the season like that, Guru.
All right, I'll get back to you.
All right, let's go to Lionel in Fremont. What's going on, Lionel?
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. Happy Taco Tuesday.
Thank you.
You know, I got to hit you with the Guru. I'm excited for tonight for a start of a, you know, basically the three-peat operation, 4 and 5. My worry, I guess, is I want to see the hunger from these guys. I want to see them basically really control and really have a instinct to basically get that dominance at home. You know what I mean? Like last year, they lost, I think it was 12 at home. I'm not quite sure. But I want to see them get that going. I mean, obviously, don't go for 73. But when they're at home, I mean, I'm looking for like a 38-3 record at home. I really want them to kind of put a signature on that. I mean, last year at Roar Corp, they got to make a statement. And I think overall, as fans, we know they're going to be fine. But like I said, you need to see that hunger going for them. And on Patrick McCall real quick, maybe it is something that's really getting to him personal. And, you know, I kind of like how the guys kind of have a worry about him, at least to show that they still consider him like kind of like a part of the brotherhood.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something real bigger than basketball that's harming Patrick McCall. And I'll just hit you with this. Let's go, Oakland. Go, Dub.
He's
that's a staple.
Lionel in Fremont.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? I don't think anybody knows what's going on with McCall. I don't even think his teammates know.
He went zero dark 30.
So that's something that now is going to linger into the season. Again, it's Patrick McCaw. So on the one hand, well, he's a ninth or tenth man. On the other hand, sounds like he's dealing with some serious issues. So that doesn't really...
But this would be his best chance to ball, right, Steiny? That's the worst part. This is go time.
You would think. Let's go to Mo. Mo's in Danville. Hey, Mo.
Hey, what's up, guys? Congratulations on your new pregame show. Looking forward to that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, as a Warrior fan for a long time, I know a lot of callers like me, you know, 3 out of 4, that is something to relish and cherish. We have to just think about what this team has done for us as a community in the Bay Area and just kind of savor that. But we cannot let what has been earned kind of just predict what will be kind of earned this year, right? It's nothing earned. You got to earn it. And I actually fear 2 things. I fear the Houston Rockets and I fear the Utah Jazz. And I really think there's a outcome that's realistic where the Warriors can get a 3 seed this year because the regular season, quite frankly, does not matter to them. And I believe that, you know, Donovan Mitchell and that Quinn Snyder's team is going to be really ready to rock this year. They have every component to match up against the Warriors well. The Rockets, of course, you know, up 3-1, they got something to prove. And I feel like the regular season is going to be more about those 2 teams than the Warriors. And I think that's actually going to help the Warriors in the postseason, you know, fight a little adversity through the regular season. I don't want us as a Warrior nation to go just assume this team's going to win 67, 70 games and just cruise to a 1 seed. It's not going to happen. We got to earn it again this year. What are your thoughts, guys?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think it's going to be hard. I told Guru, if you're making me bet the Warriors are the field, I'm taking the field. And the reason I'm taking the field is for no other reason than it's really hard to three-peat. And who's going to beat them? I don't know. What's going to happen? Not sure. I just feel like, having watched basketball for my entire life, when things seem like they're going to be really, really easy, they're never as easy as you think. If the Warriors win their third title, I'm not going to be shocked. But if they don't win their third straight title, I'm also not going to be shocked. I'm just going to want to see how it happens, how they don't get it done, if that's the case.
But when you look at it from a talent perspective, isn't this team so far and above when Cousins gets back the field?
Because, Steiny, I
would love that bet. I'm going to start paying my 3 off. But if you give me that one, Guru could get back real quick.
You'd be 1-3 if you won a bet.
But 1-0.
I'll tell you what, I'll make another bet when you pay me.
All right, okay.
You know, the Rockets obviously lost Trevor Ariza. They picked up Carmelo Anthony. They picked up Michael Carter Williams. Who else they pick up? James Ennis III, who's a versatile player.
But they lost some guys too, Steiny.
Well, they lost Ariza.
Man.
To me, he's the big one. Ryan Anderson doesn't really matter because he didn't play a lot last year. They still have Chris Paul, still have PJ Tucker. Are they better? I don't know. I don't know. A lot of people are saying, well, they lost Ariza, that's going to kill him. I don't know. Ariza's a great defender, not a great offensive player. I want to see how that one plays out because I don't know. I don't know if the Rockets are going to be better or not.
I know the Lakers are going to be better. And for some strange reason, Steiny, I think the Lakers may be this year's Houston. I just think, you know, LeBron is that guy. He has that effect on the young Laker talent. So I'm looking, if Houston were to fall off or slip back, they still make the playoffs. But the Lakers would go into that slot being the Warriors' biggest foe in the West. Why not?
Well, Houston won 60-plus. Are you saying the Lakers have the chance to be the number one seed?
I'm not going to rule that out. I'm not going to sit here and tell you they are. When it comes to LeBron James, I don't rule anything out, Steiny.
Let's go to Rich. Rich is in Los Altos. How you doing, Rich?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Thanks for letting me on.
Yeah.
If DeMarcus comes back to me, shut it down again, it's over again. I won't say the league's broken. I'm sick of saying that. But, you know, it's going to be no contest. But that's a big if. If he does it, you were just talking about, so I don't want to make you repeat, but I don't understand the narrative of the Rockets. I mean, it took watching that series for me to believe. I thought for sure the Warriors were going to beat the Rockets in 5 last year. That's how naive I was. And at the end of it, I came out of that thinking, I don't know, it was scary. So, and I don't understand the whole narrative of because of Ariza. I mean, it's not that he's good. I mean, he's old, but as far as against the Warriors, he can't guard Durant. He's not tall enough, and forget about it, he can't guard Steph. So he slows down the other guys. He's good in there, but when he's on Durant, it seems to me Durant just was all net. So,
yeah,
you know, and you can't – anyway, that's my main question is that, and the other stuff we'll just be repeating about the Lakers and the Celtics and stuff, but I really don't get the Ariza thing, but anyway, that's all I got.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the call, Rich. When you say Ariza can't guard Durant, I would say, well, then nobody can guard Durant. I'll throw this out
there. I got one guy, but go ahead.
Who guards Durant better than Trevor Ariza? Is it who guards Durant better than Trevor Ariza?
Can I throw Brandon Ingram out there? In the two games?
You don't want to do that, though. Don't throw Brandon Ingram out there. We're talking about Trevor Ariza. Trevor Ariza is one of the best defenders in the league.
That he is. What?
Ingram's a toothpick in his third year.
But when they play, you know, he's not afraid of the matchup. But sometimes you didn't mention Mabute for the Rockets, him leaving.
He stinks.
I knew you were
down. He stinks.
I couldn't wait to get. And that's why he couldn't play against the Warriors.
Ariza's a much better defender than Mabute, as far as I'm concerned. The guy I might be forgetting is, who am I thinking of? Not the Celtics. No, I was thinking
they
added Jaylen Brown, but he's a little undersized. Let's go to Lionel. Lionel's in San Jose.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How's it going? Very excited, man. NBA season's finally here. You know, absolutely, the Warriors are favorites if they stay healthy. I mean, really, who's going to stop them? But that's what I love about the NBA, man. The West is stacked. There's so many, you know, teams that think they can go out there and compete with the Warriors. And that's where it becomes interesting, fellas. You know, going three in a row, that's tough, man. As much as people say, oh, the Warriors are stacked, it's tough, man, to stay hungry. It's tough to stay, you know, motivated, especially for these Warriors in the regular season, man. They're just bulldozing over people. So for them to stay excited and stay with that momentum, you know, it's tough. But that's why it's the NBA, fellas. I love it. You know, I'm excited. I want to see how, you know, the Rockets compete. I want to see how the Lakers compete with LeBron. And, you know, let's go. Let's get it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. It's Lionel. According to Zach Lowe.
I was just going there.
Of ESPN. Now this is where I would say.
Uh-oh.
Why is this news? Zach Lowe says, Klay Thompson has no plans to take Warriors discount this summer. And Golden State doesn't expect him to. Well, no kidding. I mean, why is that news? We knew that.
To throw a curveball at the Dubs, maybe. To try to, you know, throw a snowball at them. Like they're about to get the rings tonight. Oh, you know, just a reminder. That's how I look at that.
There was talk last year that Klay was going to take a discount this summer. To re-sign this summer. And that seemed ludicrous at the time because he was giving up $50, $60 million.
Wow.
So if he wasn't going to give up that last year, of course he's going to ask for the max. He should ask for the max.
And
you know what? The impact it has? So what? I mean, these guys can't keep taking less money
year
after year.
But you couldn't imagine. We all love Steph. It's his world. KD too. But the homegrowns, I do not want to see Klay Thompson in another uniform, Steiny. That's what we don't want to see. When we talk about when's this going to end, you lose a guy like Klay on both sides, man, no way. I think Klay is undervalued in the basketball community, not here in Golden State. And one more guy that could guard KD, Paul George. A little bit.
Let's go to Robin in San Francisco. Hey, Robin.
Hi, how you guys doing this morning? With all due respect, Stymie, I think you're wrong about Klay Thompson. I think the report said that he would not sign this summer because why should he sign so early when he can just wait to free agency? At least that's what I was reading. Second of all, why I'm calling is I think the Warriors are have a great season, but here's the one concern I do have, and that's Kevin Durant playing in the flow of the offense. In preseason, yes, it was preseason, I think, but it's still an evaluation. He seemed to be playing a little bit better in the flow of the offense. If he plays more within the floor of the offense and is moving better without the ball, I think that the Warriors are really, really, really gonna be hard to beat. You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Love Robin.
All right, so Robin, the end of the season, there was a report in The Athletic that the Warriors and Klay Thompson's agent were talking about an extension, which would have meant that Klay was going to take a hometown discount of significant money. When the report came out, I'll never forget, I saw it and was like, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. Why would Klay do that? But Greg Papa came on the air and was just, he was just saying, this is a joke.
Yeah, it was right before the playoffs.
Papa was saying that he had talked to people in the Warriors organization and there were no talks about an extension with Klay Thompson, none, and that the idea that these two sides were talking was ridiculous. And obviously, Klay didn't get an extension this offseason. The other thing is, remember when there were rumors circulating that Klay might take a discount? That's when Michael Thompson, his dad, came out and said two things. Klay's not going anywhere, but he ain't taking a discount either. That's the part that made no sense to me. When that report came out about Klay Thompson signing early and not getting his full value if he waited a year. I never understood that. And all I know is Greg Papa said it was never even talked about. So I'm going to go with Papa on that one. And now we're going to come up against it next year. And Clay's a free agent. And according to Zach Lowe, he wants every nickel he can get.
And rightfully so. And outside of Steph Curry, nobody's taking, you know, he's the one that didn't take a discount. And KD's taking a discount. But Klay has been here from the beginning, Steiny, and why should he take 1 cent less? He gonna break the bank.
Let's go to Matt in San Francisco. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. What's up?
Yeah, let me start with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, the only person that really can stop Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant. It's just, he's a prolific scorer. His height, his ability to shoot.
Okay.
Now with the Thompson thing, if I'm looking at Joe Lacob, lands as far as spending my money, as far because Joe Lacob, we know that when the Warriors lost that second, what he said, I'm going out there to get Kevin Durant. Dude is a winner. He's going to gamble. He's going to spend his money. He wants to win. He's coming to San Francisco at the new Chase Center. If I'm looking at his lenses, I want the best player. I want the superstars. That's what's going to bring put money in my pocket and bring championship. Klay Thompson is a hell of a player. But the problem is that you can't pay all these dude max contracts. If you put Klay Thompson and Draymond Green on the Detroit Pistons team, they probably won't even make it to the playoffs. Or if you watch an All-Star game, you're not going to watch the All-Star game and trying to watch Klay Thompson or Draymond Green. You're trying to watch Kevin Durant or DeMarcus Cousins because those are superstars. So you got to give the superstars their money.
All right. Thanks for the call, Matt. If you drop Draymond and Klay on the Pistons, they're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, I believe that too.
But I understand your point. His point, and this goes back to something Anthony Slater of The Athletic said a year or two ago, that he believed or believes that the Warriors have their four players grouped in two categories. Durant and Steph are kind of the top. And Draymond and Klay are a little bit lesser in terms of priority. That would follow with what the last caller just said.
And it makes sense, right?
Well, it does, unless Durant doesn't want to be here.
And if management feels they could still get it done without Durant, Dre or Klay would slide up to that. You know, you get where I'm going?
Sure.
The Lacob and Myers have to know. There's some indication, Steiny, that they know what his play is.
Who, Durant?
Yeah, Durant. I just remember how we talked about, you said, Guru, you think he already knows where he's going? Yep. I just can't wait.
For what?
I'm waiting on tonight. I just can't wait to see how this team goes after the three-peat. But then when this all said and done and we find out and get that answer, could it be 4th of July if he's going to stay and where Kawhi's going to go? This is a big offseason and season for NBA basketball fans, and we're right here in the mecca of it.
Let's go to Tim in Walnut Creek. What's up, Tim?
Hi, guys. Love the show. Look, I think, you know, Steiny, I think what we're seeing here is a total lack of leadership on this Warriors salary issue, and it falls on Steph.
you know, one of the reasons why the Spurs were so great was at a certain point in time, Duncan popped up and said, hey, I want to restructure my contract and take less so that you can sign Parker and you can sign Ginobili and we'll all be on the same exact contract schedule. That's what we need from Steph here. We need him to get Clay and we need him to get Draymond and align all of their contracts. Now, Durant's not going to do that. Durant's going to do his thing. But at least align the key players like friends and everybody take a very healthy contract that'll be friendly to everybody. They make much more money in endorsements than they do in salary. So I think we just need some leadership here from Steph.
Well, thanks a lot for the call, Tim. That's interesting.
Well, it's too late now. He's got the contract. That is interesting, Stoney, but what is, I mean, Steph already was took a discount.
When he took it, it wasn't really a discount. He turned it into a discount, no doubt about it.
All right. So he's probably looking at it like, I've done my charity for the team.
Well, I mean, look, if you want to get technical about it and you don't want to say it was a discount, the 4 for 44 because he was hurt, well, Draymond's taken less, Durant's taken less, Clay's taken less, Curry's the only one who hasn't taken less. That's what the last caller was saying. But again, Curry was playing at an undervalued contract when he got his first extension. And so, you know, there's also another human part of this that I think people are completely missing. All right, Curry had an unbelievably fair offer, 4 for 44.
Okay.
Draymond took a little less. Durant took less. Clay's taking less. They're not taking less their entire career. At some point, they want to get paid.
No doubt.
And you might say, well, they're making $20 million. It's not about $20 million. It's about earning the maximum salary you can. And that's a way that management shows a player they think the world of him. And by the way, why do people think Clay's coming back here if at a discount? Why do people think that?
Because of his demeanor? I don't know, but I know Klay Thompson and what he does on the floor, both sides of the floor. Damn it, he is not taking one penny less. Break the bank just like your predecessor did, Steph Curry. Get your money. Get your money. KD may get it here or he may go somewhere and get it.
I'm going to say this, too.
I mean, who would that leave out if it's four? It ain't built for four.
It's not crazy to suggest that, you know what? We've been thinking Durant's leaving. What if they re-sign Durant and Clay leaves? Because they can't re-sign them both.
It's on the table.
I mean, actually, it's not true. Of course, they can re-sign them both.
One would have
but
to. Yeah.
Then they're going to pay a lot of money in the salary and the luxury tax. That's another thing. Everybody just assumes the luxury tax means nothing to Joe Lacob. Of course it means something to Joe Lacob. At some point, you have to put a cap on your salary. And for the 18th time, Joe Lacob's already said the system's not built for four superstars. Wow. And I think when he said that, he was actually setting the table for what may happen at the end of this year.
Man.
Let's go to Matt in San Rafael.
Hey, guys. I'm laughing listening to these guys talking about how Steph should restructure and all that. Would they be willing to give up some of their income because management wanted to bring in? It's just ridiculous. And the guy has brought so much revenue to the team and to the area. He and Clay and all of them should get every nickel they can, because if they got hurt and couldn't play, yeah, the Warriors might help them out, but they wouldn't be making the kind of deal that they are while they're playing.
Right.
I think
you're right.
Durant's gone after this year. I think that management knows this. I think that Durant is actually
Matt, I got to let you go, and I really wanted to hear what you had to say there, but you were breaking up. The thing about Steph Curry is I think you could look at all the big four and say each and every one of them has had a period of their career where they're not really making what they should be making. I think now all of them are essentially making what they should be making. And you know what? Because they keep winning titles, they should keep on getting raises. Guru, I wanted to let it go. I can't. I can't let it go, and I got to bring it up next. They're not the best.
Come on, but
they're 2-2-1.
They got Aaron Rodgers.
Right? Yes. Yes, they have Aaron Rodgers.
And they got, okay, give me this. They got playoff aspirations. So and it's not looking well now, so they're going to take it out on somebody. Oh, let's look at the schedule. Who we got?
You wanna give me San Francisco. You want to give me 17?
This is homecoming. I'm giving you 17.
You're going to give me 17?
We are paying, when is payday? Next Friday? This is real. This is tangible.
You're going to give me 17?
I'm giving you 16 and a half.
Okay, that's fair.
17. Let's do it now.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Didn't they have a segment on TV, on CNN, keeping them honest? They used to do it to politicians. I think we may start doing that with Guru.
Who was that guy? Sounded a lot like me. And the worst part about that soundbite is
I was passionate.
I'm
just gonna sit
here. Hey, but give me credit.
No.
I came in here yesterday morning. Am I doing what you said I was going to do? And I said I felt some type of way. The winds have changed. I watched the games on Sunday, and the Niners were going to make their name right, and they did that. It was criminal and sinister that they had to get on a plane and not win that game. They outplayed the Packers, but look what they didn't do.
What?
They didn't outcoach them. And Shanahan, I love you. You are the best play caller in the game. But you had Super Bowl-itis again throwing the ball when you should have ran it three straight times.
Is he the best play caller or is he not?
Oh, he is the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah, him and Peterson Philly.
But he got out-coached yesterday.
Yeah, coaching and play calling is different.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he coached well, he didn't play call well. Or he play called well and didn't coach well.
No, there are times. A little bit of both.
Okay.
The play. So you know where I'm going.
Go ahead. Go wherever you want.
They had two possessions. And they passed the ball and stopped the clock when they should have been running. And then Green Bay, who had 52 seconds left, may have had 12. And how, Maben, I'm picking on you now, and Sala, how you allowed that receiver to get the outside on you and step out of bounds, which felt like eight plays in a row, is beyond me. My point is, go ahead, laugh, rub my face in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a Friday clip. Play the one from yesterday where old Goose said, third person.
No. No, I'm not doing that anymore.
I know.
I'm not doing that anymore.
Guru, shut up from the 209. You know what? I will.
I have.
I'm done.
Are you just going to sit here quietly?
No, we'll change the subject, but the Niners played great.
Here was my thought. At the time... Okay, so the situation was about a minute and a half. They had the ball at the Green Bay 46, second and three. They threw, it got batted down. At that point, I was thinking, why didn't they run?
Right.
But after giving it some thought, a couple things came to mind. I think one thing that was going on was Shanahan wanted no part of that game in overtime. He didn't want any part of it. He did not. He had given up 30 points. He did not want to risk losing the coin toss. And listen, I'm not saying he's right. Obviously, it's proven wrong. I'm just trying to tell you what I think he might have been thinking. He didn't think they could win in overtime. And so he knew he had to be a little bit aggressive to get the ball down there within field goal range. I wasn't crazy about it either. Because you figure if you run there, and even if you don't get it, let's say you get 1 yard, now it's third and two, but now the clock's under a minute. It's under a minute. The interception on third down, I don't know.
It was like a punt.
Exactly. So, but.
It was a shame they didn't get it done.
Well, that's Aaron Rodgers, right?
And that's sports for you. I just feel like Green Bay didn't deserve to win the game. And the Niners, are you okay with the defensive coordinator, Sala? I mean, a lot of people, I went social media, I'm not just going to go there. I mean, they're questioning this guy.
Richard Sherman's not.
Well, he's being a pro.
Well,
and what about the real quick, Richard Sherman, what about that penalty? Third and 15, and they call the whole, what was it?
They called defensive holding.
Oh, man.
What, you think it was cheap?
Yeah.
Might have been. It might have been.
I mean, just understand it's third and 15. It wasn't like he had the guy by the jersey. Steiny, it was soft. And Richard Sherman is being...
Illegal contact downfield. That's what it was. Yeah. Just want to make... I also would have challenged that interception.
I couldn't believe they didn't.
I thought it was close enough to challenge.
And what do you got to lose, right? Well, get the challenge. But, I mean, man, give it a shot.
Tell you what, the touchdown pass that Rodgers threw to tie it at 30, I mean, what can you do? Maben missed the ball by, what, 2 inches?
Oh, man.
I mean, the ball couldn't have been thrown any better. So, 49ers go to 1-5.
What'd you think of our guy, CJ?
It was good.
And so was the guy I would.
Look, he's going to be good. He's going to be bad.
Good win is fast.
Bad,
he's track fast. And all I said was the best ability is availability. He was available yesterday. And, man, they were connecting. The Niners in that white jerseys just, it brought back memories, man.
Of?
When the Niners were great. And you see Joe Montana blowing the cold smoke or, you know, and then you see it come out the mask. And when they play the Giants in the playoffs and hit Jerry. Nostalgia, that's all. I just hate they lost. They should have won the game.
No, they shouldn't have. Stop saying that.
Did you go to bed thinking
never
that?
Won. No. No. Why would you ever think
sleep.
They should win a game in Green Bay? That they played them tough is...
Yeah. And they had the lead.
Okay.
But they decided, the coach did, to throw the ball and not bleed the clock.
Okay.
And
let's say they bleed the clock. Then what happens?
Aaron Rodgers, instead of 57 seconds, has 15 or 12, right. One tackle.
So now
we're going home, back to the Bay with a win.
No, you're not. It's 30-30 at that point. What are you talking about?
I'm talking
into overtime.
Yeah, I'm talking before. There were two possessions before they tied it up and he went over Maben's. The Niners didn't. Situational football was not excellent last night from the coaching staff and players. That's all. That's where they lost that game.
If he runs into the line and he gets a yard, here's the thing that I'm starting to figure out. If he runs into the line and he gets tackled and it's now 3rd and 3 and they run it again,
all right,
and he doesn't get it, and now it's 4th and 3 and they have to punt and they go into overtime.
Okay,
and the Packers win. You come in here today and you criticize him for being conservative and not going for the win in regulation. I firmly believe that. If not you, other people. There's always two ways to look at things.
And can you help me, my friend, with this one? Oh, they're just learning how to win. How do you learn how to win when you lose? So when's it going to change? Since Shanahan's been here, this team has always come down to the end. They just can't get it done.
Is this team better than 1-5?
No, there's no doubt this is the best 1-5 football team you've seen. And they're injured.
So the Niners, you said the Raiders were better than the Niners yesterday.
I said talent.
Okay, but the Niners are better than
the
Raiders
now? Better. They're coach better. And now I'm starting to think, I think that team in black's quit. So it's not even a question. My point is, how do you learn how to win when you lose, Donnie? I'm going Trent Dilfer, there.
Okay, what about the Philadelphia 76ers?
Philadelphia 76ers. Well, they had a new cast of characters.
No, they added a player every year.
Well, until they got Embiid.
I'm just saying. I mean,
C.J. Beathard looked like an NFL quarterback yesterday.
This week. Last week, he looked like a backup. Next week, he'll look like a backup. Maybe the week after that, he'll look like a starter. And yet, at the end of the year, when you put it all together, he's a backup.
You feel better about Shanahan as a coach? Not a play caller, because I know he's good at that. Well, he's good at designing the plays. And then what about, real quick, Beathard missed Kittle. It's either the quarterback overthrowing the receiver or the receiver dropping the ball. Welcome to 18 Niner football. Kittle was wide open. Nobody's talking about it. You remember the play?
I do.
I thought you got to hit that one. You played good, but you got to hit that one, son. You got to hit one. Everything changes.
Why would you expect a backup has to hit that one?
He's a pro at the end of the day.
Is he?
And
I mean, of course he is, but...
I know.
What are we expecting out of this team?
I know now. They're going to show up and play their ass off. That's what I'll give
you.
Arizona was, and they still were in the game, but that was.
But I got news for you.
Give it to me.
They're going to get blown out 2 or 3 times this year. I guarantee it. I'll bet you they lose.
They got the Rams next week?
Yeah. What I'm saying is that there's a very good chance that next week the 49ers lose 34-14, and everyone's going to say, well, God, they were so close last week, but now this week they... took a step back, and that's the point. The 49ers aren't very good offensively. They aren't very good defensively. And so This is what subpar teams look like. When they score 30 on offense, they give up 33 on defense. Yeah. When they play pretty good defense, they can't score enough. I realize that we can point to a few plays, but to me it's more, they're not as good as the Packers. I mean, they never stopped Aaron Rodgers all game long.
Well, yeah, even when they went up 7-0 this first couple. But they start getting to him, Steiny. They start crumbling that offensive line of the Packers. I mean, you didn't come away from that game saying, hey, the Packers are coming out of, and they still can, the NFC. I was like, they're lucky as all outdoors to get that win, the Packers.
I wouldn't say lucky. I think they...
Well, the fumble didn't help. The fumble...
What if I came out and said they played to the level of competition?
Mm.
They play, you know, and the, here's the other thing. We see this game in the NBA. We see this game in the NBA all the time. 49ers get down early. They come back. The middle portion of the game, they get back in it. They take a lead. And then you know what? Last 6, 8, 10 minutes of a football game, time for the big boys. And that's Aaron Rodgers. I don't want to say it happens all the time, but doesn't it happen a lot? But I do agree. I think it's fair to criticize the pass on 2nd and 3. I'm not even defending
the whole series.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to get inside what Shanahan was thinking.
Going for the win.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. In fact, it was a wrong decision.
And it reminded me a bit of the Super Bowl. Passing when you don't have to, when really you should be playing the clock.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 KGMZ San Francisco, a radio.com station. Golden State Warriors start their regular season tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder at Oracle Arena. So somebody said David West will be back getting his ring?
Yeah, D-West.
Like, where'd you find that out?
NBC like Bay Area. Yeah, I was about to say.
Anybody else coming?
That I didn't know. They didn't let me know.
Let's try to think who was on the... I'll tell you. So, how about this? Patrick McCaw's not going to get his ring then?
Dude, you are special. I didn't even think of it. No, he ain't coming in the building.
He's going to watch on TV. He's going to watch his teammates from last year get a ring.
Somebody here says Slater reported that his dad's in his ear, McCaw's. But what could he be telling them?
I don't know.
Don't play?
I don't know.
And they need him. You said that. That's what's killing me. This would be his chance to get some minutes.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Need has to be put in quotation marks when you're talking about the Warriors. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard you.
McCaw's not going to be the reason they don't win it if he doesn't play.
Yeah, I heard you at JD Saturday. You did a great job. JD kind of kicked Guru about my McCaw reminds me of a Sprewell. You know, he can do a little bit of everything, but, you know, master or none. JD had a little fun with it. I don't know if you caught it, but I did.
I did. Yeah. I'm surprised you caught it.
We're always listening.
Hey, JD, you heard that, man. Be careful.
JD, that's my guy.
Hey, let's go to Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob wants to wrap up on the Niners. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, pretty good. You know, I've never said anything against Saleh, who I think is a decent coordinator, but they were overmatched and overwhelmed. The coaching staff had three timeouts. They couldn't call one to adjust. Mm. They marched right down the field over number 26 there. I forget his name. And they gave him no help. They kept playing man-to-man. Give up the middle.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.